You're listening to SBS News.
Second-year apprentice carpenter Cedric Smith is confident on the tools.
When I first came to the actual St Joseph's construction sites, I was doing the slabs. So we literally built the house from the slab up all the way to fit out. That's very rewarding.
Before his apprenticeship, he took part in a free work readiness program through Build Up Tassie, where he worked with a language, literacy and numeracy coach.
We went through like things that would simplify calculations at work, specific to carpentry. Nothing crazy. So like a lot of the older generation would have learnt, they would have memorised these things, like basic stuff like your times tables. And she just gave me some tricks to make it simpler, because a lot of us younger people, we never memorise this sort of stuff. And it does help on the job site. Yeah, it really does help.
The lessons were directly related to his work.
Things like multiples of three, that's one thing we worked on a lot, because a lot of building products come in multiples of three. So that's very useful to know.
He says working one-on-one has been impactful.
Well, she gave me the confidence to realise that I've already got the skills, I've just got to work on them a bit, just got to make them work for me.
Fleur McConnon is the language, literacy and numeracy coach for Build Up Tassie. She says the program's approach is what makes it successful.
The beauty of our program is small group, everyone's known, no one's flying under the radar, everyone is known and everyone is being picked up and swept along at their own pace.
She says it's rewarding work.
Seeing someone realise, like, yes, I can do this. Just watching their confidence grow throughout the program and seeing the possibilities, the future possibilities open and expand is the best part of the job.
Grant funding for the position comes through 2610, a Tasmanian program working to lift adult literacy and numeracy skills. Senior Literacy Advisor at Libraries Tasmania, Iona Johnson, says 2610 has worked with more than 4,000 learners since it started in 2012.
People generally come in with an idea of what it is that they're wanting to achieve in their life and realising that literacy has kind of got in the way of them being able to achieve that. So they generally have some life goals that, you know, will tailor that learning around. So it might be about wanting to learn to read to their child. It might be about, you know, wanting to successfully pass a white card or a first aid certificate or do something towards repositioning themselves in terms of work.
The data on adult literacy and numeracy levels comes from the OECD under the Program for International Assessment of Adult Competencies, or PIAC. The figures show as many as one in five Australians have low levels of literacy or numeracy.
Approximately 14% of people have literacy skill levels below level two, so at much lower levels, who are likely to experience a significant gap between what they're able to do and their ability to engage in everyday life. 21% of people have that gap in terms of their numeracy skills.
These figures were released more than 10 years ago, with those in the sector keen for an update to see what has or hasn't changed.
So the last PIAC survey was done in 2012, well, the results came out in 2012, which is quite a long time ago now. It's very old data.
Australia temporarily withdrew from PIAC, but has since rejoined, with fresh data expected in 2029. Jobs and Skills Australia is also conducting a national survey of adult literacy and numeracy skills, with those results due in late 2026. For Cedric Smith, a little help has opened up a lifelong career.
It could take me a lot of places. Like, there's lots of other unrelated fields where they need, you know, work that maybe involves like a carpentry background. I'm not too sure yet, you know. I'm sort of open to what's going to come next. Yeah, I'll sort of wait and see, I think. You know, having my own business maybe.
Carving a path forward. Karen Thomas, SBS News.